This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A gruesome scene along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. after last night's deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with more.
All of the passengers aboard the American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter last night over the Potomac River near Washington are feared dead. Officials say the effort now has shifted from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. John Donnelly, chief of the District of Columbia Fire and EMS Department.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Officials say the plane's fuselage is sitting in the river in three different sections. The jet was on approach for landing when the crash happened. The chopper pilot had told the tower minutes before the collision the plane was in its sights. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From the WRCE Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Beyond Blessed Pantry is a staple in Baraboo, supporting more than 3,000 households with food every month. The pantry is now in a new home thanks to community support. We reported over the last month or two that the pantry needed to relocate because the building's owner chose to not renew their lease. So what started as a potential relocation to Reedsburg in mid-December took an unexpected turn when a last-minute opportunity in Baraboo emerged. People immediately stepped up to help the pantry buy the new building, which opened Tuesday. For more information on services, visit the website at bbpantry.org. And if you saw something streak across the sky Tuesday night, it was not just you. People all over Wisconsin spotted it around 9 o'clock. It was a reddish color and had a long tail. It wasn't just us in Wisconsin who could see it either. There were people all over the Midwest who were taking photos, and things started to go crazy on social media with theories of what it could be. Well, staff from UW-Madison's Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences say it was a Starlink satellite re-entering the atmosphere. Starlink is the internet satellite company from Elon Musk. Those satellites stay in the sky a couple years, and then they burn up in the atmosphere when their service is finished. And these are dramatic temperatures for us to be feeling in January. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As temperatures soar to feeling like spring today, records will be shattered statewide. Hitting highs in the 50s at the end of January is about 30 degrees above normal. So it's no surprise to hear that our Wisconsin winters have been getting shorter and shorter. A recent study says we're losing an average of 14 days of winter conditions each decade since 1995. And this is all due to rising air temperatures and climate change.
That's meteorologist Brittany Merlot reporting, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to WRCE 107.7.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the ninth-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things: relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple: victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night.
Currently, we're at 15.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can always text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. It's good to have you back.
Man, you know, I got a couple things I need to say before we get with my guest, Dr. Omar. So I want to thank Luke Mathers and you, Calvin, for filling in for me yesterday morning. You guys did a great job, man. You know, I got to make sure that I don't miss, because people get used to hearing you guys. They may not ask me back again. So, you know, I don't miss. I'm generally here. But yesterday, you know, I'm in the drive-through aisle at McDonald's. Yeah, Dr. Omar McDonald's. But I was getting oatmeal, right? I have an oatmeal every morning at McDonald's. So it's 6:45. I'm in the line. I've ordered my oatmeal. I'm in the drive-through, and put my car in park. And it's not a manual shift. It's one of these electronic things where you push the button. And so I'm ready to push the button to drive forward, and it won't go out of park. And my automobile is saying to me, hey, you act like you know everything. Let's see how you handle this situation. That's my car talking to me, right? And I'm like, hey, man, I don't know everything. I'm talking to my car. Hey, man, we got to go, man. I got to get to the radio station. Not to mention all of these cars backed up behind me. I'm blocking the drive-through. And so nothing. It's not working. I'm not panicking because, you know, I'm a radio talk show, so I can't panic. And Dr. Omar, the stress is starting to build, and I'm thinking of Dr. Omar, hey, I can't let stress get to me. So, you know, call Luke up, Calvin up. They took care of that. But I'm sitting there for 2.5 hours before I finally get a tow truck to come and get the car and take it to a Ford dealer here in Racine called Picaro Ford. And I have to say, I'm sitting down, I'm watching Robert F. Kennedy and the Senate debate him in his conversation. And this guy comes and sits next to me. And he's just, you know, he's an average guy. I'm looking at this average guy. He's got a wonderful dealership. And we're talking, we're having some conversation, and politics gets involved in the conversation. And man, Turns out he's the owner of the dealership. He's an average Joe. You know, I'm expecting a guy who owns a dealership as big as this and all the other things that this man owns to be dressed in tweed, right? I mean, to be head to toe with you know, looking like a guy out of Hollywood. But he's an average guy. And I want to say to Mr. Mark Picaro and his Ford dealership and all of those people who helped me out yesterday, who got my vehicle together and were so, you know, kind, thank you. So all of you in the listening audience who live here in Racine, hey, man, Picaro Ford, I can't do anything but say how great, you know, a business they are. And the man himself, just how nice a man he is. I'm going to bring him on the air because anybody who doesn't know Mark Picaro should. His story is fascinating. So we're going to talk with him next week. But anyway, thank all of you who made that happen. And then I have to say our hearts and condolences go out to all of those people who perished last night in the mid-air collision in D.C. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Anyway, it is Thursday, and that means Thursday at 8 o'clock. The one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, is on board with us again. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Morning, Earl. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back to the show.
Oh, how man. Are you? Always, I'm doing fine, man. You know, I always tell people, man, just how good I'm doing, man. You know, what was it? Not yesterday, the day before. I got out. I walked 10 miles for the first time in quite a while.
Wow, that's great.
Outside, that's great. Right? I mean, I can't. I'm the kind of guy, man. I can't walk inside of the gym. Just walking around a circle.
It's hard.
Yeah,
so you have to have some kind of virtual reality kind of feeling so you can do it. It gets to be so boring.
Yeah.
That's a challenge of the weather, right?
Yeah, but anyway, walking outside, I felt good because I hadn't done it in months. The weather has been so inclement. But the fact that I'm still able to do that, it gave me courage, encouragement that what I'm doing, Dr. Omar, with your support and help, is working. So anyway, what do we want to talk about this morning?
Today, I want to talk about constipation and gut health and talk about the mystery of probiotics.
Hey, Dr. Omar, you want to talk about constipation?
Yeah.
It's not exactly a romantic subject,
but
necessary, right?
People suffer and they don't complain. And then you meet them and they tell you, I go once a week. And it's kind of, they say it as if it's an okay subject thing that I go to the bathroom once a week. And it doesn't make any sense that someone would wait until they have this as a chronic problem when they can't manage it earlier. And if they cannot, we have to find the reason, the solution.
I hate to cut you off.
There are,
I hate to cut you off, Dr. Omar. There are people who only go once a week?
Unfortunately, you hear this in the pharmacy setting, in the hospital. And that's why we see in the OTC section, the place where it comes for laxatives.
Right.
They are always like in demand. Constipation is clinically going to the bathroom about less than 3 times a week. All right.
Wow.
But I want to tell you that the healthiest way going to the bathroom is every time that you eat, you go to the bathroom. Every time you eat a meal. So if you eat 3 meals, normally you would go 3 times to the bathroom, which most people don't have as bowel movement. Otherwise, it'll tell you, like, I suffer from diarrhea. But the actual healthy way of going to the bathroom, you eat, you go to the bathroom. I have 2 cats, and I have one of these kind of fancy bathrooms that tell you how many times the cat went to the bathroom. The cat eats, the cat goes to the bathroom, like eat two times, goes to the bathroom two times, three times, three times. Why do we as humans accept that I go to the bathroom every 2 and 3 days? So that's questionable. And that says that there is something that needs to be addressed. It starts from how you eat, stress level, how you sleep. But it can be more important to address than just increasing fiber in your diet. So the healthiest way, let's not say the healthiest way, the easy way to say, at least you have to go once every day, right? And when you pass the stool, it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be painful. Otherwise, you can develop other things in the future like hemorrhoids. So the earlier you address this issue, always is going to be the better. If you're not going to the bathroom once every day, then think that you're heading towards constipation and start thinking of changing your diet, looking at increasing fiber, increasing more of the veggies. These are insoluble fibers, veggies, increasing more salads. Oats, like what you say, this is a soluble fiber that is great to start your day with. Start your day with a cup of water, large cup of water. And most importantly is hydration, drinking water. Like I would say 80 ounces of water a day. And you don't do it at one time, like when you wake up. No, you do it through the day. Like you start from the time that you wake up and you drink like a bottle every now and then. And if you have problem going to the bathroom at night, make sure that you don't drink a lot of water in the second half of the day, which means you have been drinking water in the first half of the day. So you're going to make a plan and you're not going to expect results right away. All right. And that is why I wanted to talk about this uncomfortable subject today, because if you are constipated for a chronically long period of time, that means those toxins are being reabsorbed in your body. And these toxins cause more inflammation in your body and that make you suffer. And you would get like disease states, you would get problems, can increase stress, increase blood pressure, affect the insulin levels. You would see yourself having brain fog. So it's a vicious cycle. It starts from one place to another. But gut health is key to address, and constipation is key to address, and it's easy for you to identify if you have this problem or not.
You know, Dr. Omar, just hearing you, and if I, you know, envision, so drinking the water helps force this out of you. I mean, if you're drinking,
it helps to increase the bulk in the intestine. So increasing the bulk makes pressure,
right,
and makes it easier for everything to move in the system from the mouth to the anus, right? We are used to waking up, drinking coffee, waiting, and then eating breakfast, eating something, going out very quickly. And then wherever we go, water is away from us. And it's just... we keep drinking coffee, which is a diuretic. So we take the water out of our bodies instead of giving water to our bodies.
All right, 855-752-4842. You have officially entered into, you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Anything you want to discuss is welcome. 855-752-4842. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar will entertain any questions you have about your health. You know, Dr. Omar, before we move any further, we were talking about, you know,
constipation.
So people, this is the way I guess a lot of people see it. So I'm constipated. You know, I'll just go to the pharmacy. They've got a whole aisle of probiotics. There's all kinds of probiotics. I'll just, you know, I'm constipated. I'll just take probiotics. What's your, that's not the answer, is it?
So when I am constipated, I have to detoxify my body first. So I would address this first, all right? So the first thing we have to do is increasing the amount of water. So drink more water, hydration, all right? And increase the fiber. And we can get some soluble fiber like Metamucil, but I would warn people from psyllium husk because there was lead contamination in 2024. So there are some refined forms of fiber. I have something called sun fiber that would help to increase the bulk inside the system. For people who are severely constipated, they might need help right away. And that's where we can use Senalax or Senacot. And Senna is very strong, and it helps to support the muscles inside the intestine to squeeze and help to push things out. But the challenge of the Senna is like you might get used to it. So you can use it short term only to help to clean and clear the system. But then after you do that, this is kind of a warning sign that you need to change things in your lifestyle and in the foods that you eat, increasing the veggies and the salads, the fiber. And then when it comes to probiotics, probiotics are very helpful in terms of increasing the good guys and decreasing the concentration of the bad guys, which is the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. And this environment inside your gut is very important. The balance inside it is very important for the digestion and the elimination, which is getting rid of toxins and going to the bathroom. So taking probiotics can be very helpful if you only have something like constipation. But if you have IBS, constipation related to irritable bowel syndrome, that kind of probiotics that you take gets to be very important, because the probiotics can actually increase the IBS symptoms that you have, because patients with IBS related to constipation can have overabundance of certain bacteria. And if you take the wrong type of probiotics, you might have worse symptoms. So try to use the easy things first: water, soluble, changing the diet. If you have a problem for a couple of days, take Senna and then stop taking it and use bulking agents like soluble fiber. If it continues beyond that, you have to seek help. Ask your pharmacist, ask your doctor. And if you can't find an answer, seek a functional medicine practitioner to see if there is something beyond the challenges that were not identified with your primary care provider. There are many issues that can arise and can be questionable from having constipation. If you have constipation and you just started GLP-1 agonist, so this is one of the side effects. So if you started Wegovy, Ozempic, Zepbound, and you started to have constipation, you're not going, well, actually, maybe you're not eating as much. And by not eating as much, maybe you're not drinking enough fluids. And these medications, the GLP-1 agonists, one of the mechanisms of how they work is by slowing the movement of food inside the body. So if the that can cause constipation, and if we add the sedentary lifestyle, sitting on a desk for 10 hours, not standing and moving, no exercising, not changing the habits, and not eating enough food, enough veggies and salads, that can relate to the constipation. So I want to tell people who take those medications, GLP-1 agonists, that movement is key. Exercising is key. Water intake is key. Fiber is very, very important. And proteins is also very important, because I will tell you a fact that when people lose weight very quickly, 25 to 40% of the weight lost can be the lean mass of the muscles. So not exercising and not doing resistance exercising, not eating enough proteins can make you lose the weight and lose the muscle, right? And you're losing weight, but actually you are losing the most important, hard to regain compartment of your health, which is your muscles. So you have to be careful. Weight loss is not a prescription. Weight loss is a mindset, is a goal, is a healthy lifestyle, is a new you that you decide that you will be. And I'm glad that we're talking about this in January 2025, because today we're unleashing our program, Detox and Weight Loss. We start with detoxification in February, and then in March, we will have our weight loss program, in which we will combine all the aspects of making a plan.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any question or comment you have is welcome at this time on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From the WRCE Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The latest in the federal funding freeze saga, Democratic lawmakers and nonprofits spoke out the loudest after the Trump administration sent a memo instructing federal agencies to pause payments on grants and loans. More than 20 states filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin was one of them. The pause on payments would impact all kinds of agencies and programs, anything from law enforcement to Head Start. Yesterday, the White House confirmed to outlets that it was formally rescinding that memo. Yet afterward, reports said the administration still intended to carry out the funding freeze. Governments and agencies have had whiplash these last 2 days trying to figure out what comes next. Governor Tony Evers called it, quote, a disaster from the get-go, end quote. Meanwhile, two other big priorities for the Trump administration, immigration and tariffs. New data from the conservative-leaning Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce shows how business leaders feel about those issues. Here's Lisa Hale.
86% of Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China. As for the tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, only 44% of those surveyed support the 25% tariffs. And when asked how increasing tariffs would impact their businesses, 50% said it would have a negative effect. 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. This same survey from WMC shows Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, with 89% saying the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. The respondents didn't want a complete stoppage of immigration. They overwhelmingly supported updating the nation's guest worker program to include increasing the number of visas for specialized workers and adding new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage.
That's Lisa Hale reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story. You can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight to low near 30 and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night. We're at 18 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday. That means we're officially in the pharmacy. Excuse me, in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you if they need to?
People can always go to willtopiarx.com. Or give us a call at 262-429-9429.
And so, Calvin, if people miss something that they've heard and we're moving too fast and they need to hear this again, where would they go?
Yeah, you can watch a replay of the live stream on Civic Media's YouTube channel, and you can find the entire library of Civic Media shows at civicmedia.us/shows.
All right. So Dr. Omar, let's go. Well, let's go to Kurt from Madison. Hey, good morning to you, Kurt. Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yeah, you know, I suffered from constipation since I was a child, and I initially grew out of it, and then it came back as I got older. But one of the things I reflect on is revolves around food. He mentions the things that you have to start gravitating towards. I was wondering if he could mention foods that are problematic, that act as these massive absorbers and become the obstructive blocks, because I know I've learned my lesson on certain foods to avoid at all costs.
So hang on, Kurt. Dr. Omar, you want to respond to Kurt?
So this is an excellent question. There is the question of what are you sensitive to in terms of food, all right? So if you stay away from certain foods like high processed, low fiber foods, fast foods, these are the most problematic, all right? That cause often slow digestion. Some people also find that dairy products, excessive red meat, fried foods, these can trigger constipation. So identifying those, and you would know that because after you eat those foods, you're not able to go to the bathroom regularly. And then for people who are feeling this, get constipated even when they eat the veggies and the salads and they drink water, well, the gut sensitivity test can tell us what is the safest to take and what is kind of going to be more harmful to you specifically. And that is the test that tells us also about the gut permeability and issues and inflammation of the GI because of these foods. But safe to say that highly processed foods, anything that's packaged that you can eat, fast food, these are the ones to stay away from. And we talked before about the sequence of eating, of making low blood sugar spikes when you eat. Simple as starting your largest meal of the day with a cup of water, with vinegar. Just a large cup of water with vinegar to help with digestion. Start with the veggies, salads, and then proteins, then fats, and finally the sugars. For sure, high sugar diet is going to be a problem, can cause constipation, the growth of unhealthy bacteria, increase blood sugar, make you feel brain fog, headache. So just eat a healthy Mediterranean diet. And if this is not working for you, then we have to check to see if there is any gut sensitivities that are not addressed. Not everyone should be staying away from gluten and dairy. Some people can take them without a problem. So we used to, in the past, we used to have everyone do elimination diet to figure out what kind of foods they are sensitive to. And elimination diets to take out gluten and dairy for 6 weeks, and then introducing them after 6 weeks and seeing if there is change in digestion, changes in how you feel, changes in the skin also, because if whatever you eat is going to show up in your skin as well. But now not everyone is having this problem. So we have to be working on the general idea of things, things that we're staying away from, and the specific to your needs. I have also another question, Earl, that I received, if you mind me just proposing.
No, go ahead.
Someone asked me, I'm drinking 2 cups of coffee a day. Does this mean that I am dehydrated? And I want to say that coffee is okay. You just need to calculate your water content in terms of minus these 2 cups of coffee. So if you drink 2 cups of coffee, you're going to drink 2 cups of water. That is not included in the daily water that you need to take, because coffee is diuretic and it takes this water out of your body. So if you're drinking more coffee and tea, you need to be hydrated more over the day, and try to make the hydration from the time that you wake up until, let's say, 5 or 6 p.m. If you're having problem going to the bathroom at night and waking up several times to go to the bathroom, then make sure that you're not drinking a lot of water before you sleep, so you're drinking early on in the day. And that's why going to work and going to the gym or going wherever with a bottle of water is such a great idea. Simple. And great.
You know, Dr. Omar, just hearing this information, 855-752-4842, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any question, excuse me, or comment that you have is welcome. But Dr. Omar, excuse me, just listening to all the things that you talk about as it relates to our bodies and how they work and how they work. And, you know, you're talking about your body, the way it's composed, the way it's put together. You should be able to what? You should be able to, once you eat, your body, if the machine is working properly, it should be able to take the nutrients from the food you've eaten and pass them through your system in light speed, and then dispose of the waste. I mean, if it's in tip top shape, it does that. Does it say when you're very young, it does that automatically?
Yeah, after you eat, when you're young, you're healthy. If you eat anything, let's say even fast food, for the following few hours, your body is inflamed, working in tandem, using the vitamins, the A, the C, the E, the NAC, the probiotic, the healthy microbiome is working to make sure that this food is crunched down, digested, and eliminated. As we age, we don't have this mechanism working optimally, and that's when we need help, when we need to do other measures and make sure that we are listening to our gut health. We are taking the right supplements, because food, unfortunately, doesn't have the best components. Every year, we have to look at the dirty dozens, which are the foods that are heavily affected by pesticides. And I was just looking at some of the dirty dozens yesterday, and I want to tell you that kale is included. Yeah, the dirty dozen. Dirty dozen. Kale is included in the dirty dozen. Kale is very healthy, detoxifying. Spinach is in the dirty dozen. Grapes in the dirty dozen. And this is the list by the Environmental Working Group, names the top 12 fruits and vegetables with the most pesticides. So these need to be organic. And these need to be very thoroughly cleaned. Peaches are in the dirty dozens. Nectarine, apples, bell and hot peppers, cherries, green beans. So it's a list that gets to be updated every year. So being aware and conscious about what's happening around us, and as I tell you, it's a mindset error because there's so much information. So I tell you that when the child is born, the baby, through the umbilical cord, there is more than 26 toxins that pass to the baby through the umbilical cord. Just born, you know. So we're born with these toxins in our bodies. And that's why I want people to consider a detox program not as a luxury, but as something that is going to be very helpful for their health. We're going to have our webinar and the kickoff and the explanation of the program tonight at 6:30 p.m. You can sign up by going to willtopiarx.com. It's going to be on Zoom, and everyone joining is going to receive the recording and the information via email, so they can watch it to the luxury of their time. So even if people cannot join, please just sign up. We have a great program that we've been doing for the last 3-4 years, and currently I'm tweaking it to also include people who are taking certain medications. They send me questions and I customize the program according to their needs. So it is safe to say early that we can be in much better health than we are today if we start today. Just think of it early. Like, if we start today, where are we going to be in 3 months, in 6 months, in January 2026, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, I am going to be in that number this evening, and I'm really excited. I've never done this before, and so, you know, here I am at 70 years old. There's a whole lot to detoxify.
Yeah, right.
So, but you got to begin somewhere. And I just, you know, the more we do this, the more I'm cognizant of exactly what's happening with me, and the fact that I can change, you know, the trajectory of you know, even the future and the quality of the life that I have left. And so that's the way I see it. And I did not see it that way before. I just kept, you know, accepting things. But you really don't have to accept those things. And I've come to find that out.
Yeah, I agree with you. I received another question, Earl. Someone is saying, if I take the PEG 4-gallon thing for colonoscopy, you know, this gallon
yes.
that people take before colonoscopy, is this considered a detox? And actually, it's not a detox. It's just cleansing. You know, like people before the colonoscopy, the doctor give them a prescription for polyethylene glycol.
Yes.
And they have to keep drinking it the day before the procedure. That's what I'm talking about. This is more of cleansing of the colon. So yes, it's getting rid of the anything that's hanging there. So when they do the colonoscopy, they can have clearer and accurate visualization. But the detox program aims to reduce toxins and toxin load in the body, supporting the liver and the kidney function, and rebalance the gut microbiota over time, which is the healthy environment inside your body. People are now primed for weight loss. People are primed for being more healthy. And also, it's a training for healthy eating, because the beauty of the gentle detox program that we have, Earl, is that it comes with an educational program about the healthy foods that are going to always help you be in better health.
All right, 855-752-4842. Any questions or comments? You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on.
But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. American voters identifying as independent are the largest group of voters at 43%, according to recent Gallup polling. Depending on what kind of primary election your state parties have, millions of unaffiliated voters may not be able to vote. A bill in the U.S. House called the Let America Vote Act would change that. The National Conference of State Legislatures counts 10 states with closed primaries, allowing only party members to vote, and another 9 with partially closed primaries. 22 states have primaries open to unaffiliated voters. The bipartisan bill introduced January 3rd includes the right for any voter to vote in any taxpayer-funded election, and for unaffiliated voters to vote in any primary for federal office. It would withhold election assistance funding for states not allowing unaffiliated voters to vote in state and local elections and help to fund transitions to open primary systems. It prohibits any non-citizen from voting in federal elections, but also withholds election funding from states if non-citizens are allowed to vote in state or local elections, currently allowed in only 16 municipalities in the U.S. Primaries are often low turnout elections, which often bring out party activists, resulting in more extreme candidates. Allowing independent voters could pressure candidates to campaign to the middle and moderate more extreme positions. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out of space on such a timeless flight.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, how can people reach you?
People can reach me by going to wiltopiarx.com or calling at 262-429-9429. Talk to me or leave me a message.
And Calvin, if people miss this?
Yeah, you can find the Earl Ingram Show on your favorite podcast distributor, whether that's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and you can find it online at civicmedia.us/shows.
So Dr. Omar, it's February. People can argue, well, it's still January. Well, it's pretty close to February. Let me ask you, if ever there was a time to start preparing, to get us to a point where we can really, be able to get ourselves in our bodies in working condition for the spring and the summer, which is right around the corner, it would be right now, right?
It will be right now. I think it will be excellent time now because we have the resources, we have the ideas, we have the tools. And as they tell patients and customers, you are the king of the healthcare. It's not the pharmacy. It's not the doctor. The patient is the king of healthcare. And those tools that is around you and this plethora of information that is around us, we need to use it to prime our bodies. But I would say it starts from movement, waking up early in the day, changing habits, but movement is key. Exercise is not going to make you lose weight, but exercise is going to make you feel you can do something and you can change something and can preserve your muscle mass. As you mentioned today, you walked for like 10 miles or 10 kilometers. Yeah. That's wonderful. Walking, start with walking. That is simple. Anyone can do it. You don't need special tools. Weather gets better, just smell the fresh air and go out and walk. So start early risers. Start your day early and think about the future.
So Dr. Omar, so again, this evening, I'm going to be a part of that. How do people sign up?
People go to wiltopiarx.com, they will find the banner that tell you sign up. They put their name, cell phone, email address, and they will automatically receive the Zoom link. And then click on it at 6:25 or 6:30 p.m. And I will start right at that time. It will be less than 1 hour. There is a plethora of good information that I will provide. I'll try to make it as interesting as possible. And then you will have it saved so you can watch it in the future as well. And then I'll put all the resources and the data and the information and kind of when we're starting the program together.
Okay. And so for people who are listening, don't know what that program is and what it consists of.
Detox program, how to prime your body to get rid of toxins and revitalize your liver to do what it should do, in which your liver is filtering 1.4 liters of blood every minute. So the liver is kind of detoxifying all your blood every 5 minutes, 24/7. Revitalizing this important organ is what we will discuss, and also other tools to help with an overall 3D plan to help you be re-energized and ready for 2025.
All right, let's go quickly to the phone lines. Mary from Tulsa, good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. So I'll be joining the group this evening, you know, for the detox program. It'll be my first experience, although I also do the sauna on a regular basis. I'm going to be celebrating my 80th birthday in a few months. I started on the health path in my late 30s, and, you know, it was at the advice of a chiropractor who turned me on to a functional medicine practitioner, and I'm so grateful for that. So looking forward to joining you this evening, Dr. Omar. Thanks.
Well, I'll see you there as well, Mary. Thank you very much for the call.
Happy birthday, Mary.
You know, Dr. Omar, we're at the end. I don't know whatever happens with this time, but it flies. I will see you this evening, and then we'll reconnect, and everybody else can reconnect with Dr. Omar on next Thursday at this time. Dr. Omar, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.
See you later on. All right. You know, we're going to be joined by State Supreme Court candidate Judge Susan Crawford next up on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues. You weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Officials say there were no survivors in the collision between an Army helicopter and a regional jet over the Potomac River last night. 64 people were on the jet, 3 soldiers on the helicopter. ABC's Mary Bruce is in Washington.
The new Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, was at FAA headquarters all evening long, closely monitoring this. This was his first full day on the job. Duffy said he will not rest until we have answers, he says, for the families and for the flying public.
Many of the families were from Wichita, Kansas, where the flight originated. Mayor Lily Wu.
We mourn with all those who have been impacted. This is a terrible tragedy that will unite those in Washington, D.C., and Wichita, Kansas, forever.
Among those on the plane, members of the U.S. figure skating team who'd taken part in the national championships held last weekend in Wichita. This is ABC News.